I've been seeing my friend with benefits, Quentin, for a while now. We took a bit of a break, but he asked if he could come over, and I was hungry for more. I knew I wanted to see him fuck my best friend, Stacy, and I wanted it to happen that night. I called Stacy over and they both arrived around the same time. We were all happy to see Quentin again. And after I kissed him hello, so did Stacy. They were going to sit down in the living room, but I told them I wanted to entertain them in the bedroom. So I led them in and had them sit on the edge. I mentioned how Stacy looked so fucking hot tonight. And I said, "Don't you think, Quentin?" And he looked at me and at her. And he said, "You're right. She does." And then I asserted, "You two should make out." They both blushed and smiled. And then Quentin wrapped an arm around her waist, pulling her to him. They kissed, but soon it was much more than kissing. He yanked her top down, her bra popping out, and his hands groping and fondling her. She sighed into his mouth, her little skirt riding up, showing off that lacy little thong. It was getting pretty hot and heavy, and I was excited to see them move even further. So I stood up and I unhooked the back of Stacy's bra, letting her big tits pop out. Quinn sucked one of her little nipples into his mouth, and I watched her cry out in pleasure. I grabbed her shoulders and pulled her back onto the bed. Her tiny little skirt flipped up, showing off that thong. I ripped those underwear down to her knees and then grabbed her ankles and practically folded her in half. I'll never forget the way she smiled up at me right then. Her knees pressed to her chest as Quentin unzipped his jeans. He said, "You're going to hold me while he fucks me." And her smile turned into a sneer. "Good girl," Quentin said. And he slipped inside of her. And I watched her face as pleasure took over. "You're so fucking tight," he groaned as he pumped into her. She was moaning like a little porn star, and I felt myself starting to get wetter and wetter. So I slipped a hand into my panties and started to feel myself while I held her right in place. Quentin looked at me over her as he fucked her so good, winking at me while he was deep in that little gun. I couldn't get enough. I felt like my knees started to buckle as I started deeper inside myself. But I wanted more. I knew I needed to see more. Stacy cried out as she came on his thick cock, her whole body twitching from the force of it. I loved the way Quentin smiled as he kept bumping into her again and again, only to then fill her up with all of his warm cum. I liked her sigh as he spilled inside of her. The second he pulled out, I was there. I climbed onto the bed on my hands and my knees, and I licked every drop of gum and juices from his cock. He slid his hand into my hair as I licked him clean, even sucking his balls into my mouth. I had to make sure that I got every drop. And then I moved to Stacy. How gorgeous she looked. I licked her little folds and sucked her little clit, my tongue digging deep in her, making sure I got every bit of Quentin's cum. It felt so good to get, I guess, cucked, and to give my best friend pleasure like that. We hung out the rest of the night, just like normal. But I know I'm gonna want them again soon.